morning.
大家早上好。
I hope you had a wonderful Christmas.
我希望大家都有很美好的圣诞节。
And now it is over.
现在圣诞节已经过去了。
We ate a lot of food.
我们吃了很多好吃的东西。
How many of you ate a lot of food?
多少人吃得很饱？
Yes. My children were with us on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
在圣诞前夜跟圣诞节当天，我的孩子们都回来跟我们欢迎。
My mother.
我母亲也回来。
And my sister, only sister, and her husband.
我只有一个姐姐，她跟她先生也一起，我们团聚。
They ate everything in our house except the table.
他们把我们家都吃空了，只剩下桌子没吃了。
Yes, everything.
Everything. 家里所有的东西都给吃光了。
Christmas is a lot of fun.
所以过圣诞节真的很开心。
Presents, family.
我们有礼物，然后有家人欢聚。
But this week I've been thinking about people who are hurting during Christmas.
但是这个星期我在想，就是在圣诞节的时候心里感到伤痛的那些人。
I went to 11 funerals this year.
今年我总共去过11场葬礼。
Which means 11 families that Christmas was included some pain.
这就意味着这十一个家庭在过圣诞节的时候都带着伤痛。
And this morning I want to think a little bit about some of the hurts at Christmas time.
所以今天我想要跟大家分享的就是我感到的圣诞节的时候这些感到痛苦的这些人。
Because from the very first Christmas,
因为甚至在第一个圣诞节,
there was some pain at Christmas.
圣诞节带来的就有一些痛苦。
The angel says to the shepherds,
天使对牧羊人说,
Fear not.
不要惧怕。
Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be to all people.
我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
That's wonderful.
这听起来太棒了。
Joy, excitement.
有喜悦，我们有兴奋。
But 40 days later,
但是40天之后,
6 weeks,
也就是六个星期以后,
an old man named Simeon,
一个老人叫西面的老人家,
is going to come up to Mary when she brings the baby to the temple.
当玛利亚把孩子小宝宝耶稣抱到圣殿去敬拜的时候，西面过来对玛利亚说，
He's going to take the baby in his arms.
西面就把这孩子接过来抱在怀里。
He's going to pray a prayer.
而且他会做一个祷告。
And then he's going to say to Mary,
然后他对玛利亚说，
Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and the rise of many in Israel.
他说这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起。
He will be a sign that is opposed by many.
又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来。
And a sword will pierce through your own soul.
你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
A little six-week-old baby.
他这抱着的就是一个六个星期大的小宝宝。
A happy time.
这是多么欢乐的时候。
But he says, Mary,
但是西面对玛利亚,
this beautiful little baby is going to bring division.
这个美丽的小宝宝会带来的是分裂。
The proud are going to fall because of him.
那些骄傲的人将会摔倒下来，因为就是因着他。
The humble will be lifted up because of him.
谦卑的人要被兴起，也是因着他。
God is sinning, but there's going to be many who will oppose him.
这有很多人，神把他送到人间，但是很多人会反对他。
And then he looks at her and he says, Mary.
然后西面又看着玛利亚说，
A sword is going to pierce your heart.
你的心将被利剑刺透。
Because of this little boy.
也是因着这个小宝宝。
Christmas is going to bring pain to Mary.
圣诞会带给玛利亚痛苦。
We look at the nativity scene.
我们也看到耶稣降生的这个。
The angel singing.
天使在唱歌。
Shepherds.
然后牧羊人围在一起。
A young mother looking at her baby.
一个年轻的母亲看着她的
宝宝。And we think, oh, what a happy time that was.
我们一看觉得，哎呀，这多么欢快的时光。
But don't forget,
但是不要忘记,
she's going to face some pain.
这玛利亚将会面对的是很多痛苦。
I walked in early this morning.
今天早上我进来，很早进来。
And the light on the cross.
我看到十字架上的光。
Right behind the tree.
就在这个圣诞树后面。
And I, you know, that's kind of appropriate.
这看起来是一切都很合适。
Because Christmas is going to lead for Mary to a cross.
因为圣诞节对玛利亚来说就是她走向十字架。
She's going to watch as Jesus' own brothers reject him.
他会看到耶稣自己的弟兄都会拒绝他。
His brothers are going to laugh at him.
他的弟兄，他自己的亲生的弟兄就会说
，Who do you think you are?
你以为你是谁啊
？You're no one special.
你也没什么特别嘛。
You're the son of a carpenter, just like us.
你跟我们一样，都是木匠的儿子。
Why should anyone listen to you teach?
为什么大家都要听你来教导呢？
And if you're a mother,
如果你是个母亲,
you know that when your children are divided, that hurts you.
你知道,当你的孩子们不团结的时候,你心里会很伤痛。
But it'll get even worse.
而且,但是情况会变得更糟。
She's going to watch as he's arrested and put on trial.
她会看着,眼睁睁看着她的儿子就会被审判。
He's tortured and crucified.
然后这个儿子就被折磨,甚至被钉上十字架。
Not a heroic death on a battlefield that maybe she could feel some pride in her son.
这个死可不是在战场上英勇的为国献身,而是被钉在十字架上耻辱的死亡。
But crowds jeering at him, mocking him.
当时下面的这些观围观的这些民众都在那嘲笑他,嘲弄他。
And a sword will pierce her heart.
就像一把利剑扎进他的心里。
Christmas will bring pain.
圣诞会带来伤痛。
Joseph.
看看约瑟。
You know, in the nativity scenes, Joseph is always standing there, kind of confused. We don't know what to do with Joseph.
我们看到很多关于耶稣降生的那些画面，约瑟总是站在背景里面，好像他不知道该干什么。
He's happy.
他也很开心。
He loves Mary.
因为他爱玛利亚。
He's going to raise Jesus as his own son.
他会把耶稣像自己的孩子一样养大。
It'll be nice having a little boy in the carpenter shop with him.
在他木匠那个工作那个作坊里面有那么个小孩子跟着绕着他，也是很开心的事。
But I always feel sorry for Joseph.
但是我心里总觉得为约瑟感到有点难过。
He knows the baby really isn't his.
但因为他知道这孩子不是他的。
And he knows that everyone around knows something's wrong in this story.
他也知道周围的这些邻居啊、民众啊，他们都肯定知道这里头有点什么东西不对劲儿。
I mean, everybody in Nazareth is smart enough to know that this is a virgin birth. That just doesn't happen.
拿撒勒的人只要有点头脑的人都知道，这怎么可能啊？怎么会童女怀孕生子呢
？So in their mind, there's only two options.
所以他们的脑袋里肯定想象的只有两件事发生了。
Maybe Joseph got Mary in trouble and he's marrying her out of obligation.
说不定这个约瑟跟对玛利亚做了对不起玛利亚的事，所以他不得不跟她结婚了。
Or maybe worse.
又或者更糟的是。
Before they ever got married, she's already been unfaithful to him.
说不定还没结婚呢，玛利亚就可能跟别人有什么关系。
And he's just too stupid to know any better.
这要是想象还有第三种选择，就太蠢了，因为只有这两种可能性嘛。
That's what they think.
他们大家邻居们肯定都是这么想的。
I think that's why Joseph took Mary to Bethlehem with him.
我相信这就是约瑟带着玛利亚去伯利恒的原因。
Now, Joseph had to go because of the census.
因为当时在做人口普查，所以约瑟必须得去。
But his wife wasn't required to go. Mary didn't have to go.
但是他的妻子其实不用去的。
And remember, she's in the eighth month of pregnancy.
因为那时候她已经有八个月的身孕了。
Yu Chen, let me ask you a question.
Yu Chen, 我问你一个问题。
Would you try this afternoon to put you on a donkey and take her to Miami?
问雨辰会不会把小月让 拉一头驴来让小月骑上去，然后两个人就一路跋涉到迈阿密去，你会不会这么做？
No way.
那是不可能的，八个月的身孕骑着一头毛驴那么颠簸着走。
Sue would have killed me.
但是小月说不定就会把雨辰给干掉了，不能这样啊。
But
但是
I think he does it.
但是约瑟就这么做了。
Because of the shame back home in Nazareth.
我觉得他这么做，说不定就是因为在他的家乡拿撒勒，这个耻辱实在是太沉重。
Remember, it's a little town.
你记得吗？拿撒勒实际上只是个很小的小城。
About 400 people.
那时候的小城。
The whole town would fit in this building.
规模很小的，只有大概四百个人，所有的四百个人可以就装到我们教会里都可以。
So there's no privacy.
所以大家根本都没有隐私。
Everybody knows what has happened, and everybody talks.
村子里发生任何事，所有人都知道，所有人都会谈论。
And Joseph wants to get Mary away from it.
所以约瑟就想要把玛利亚带离这个地方。
I can imagine him thinking.
我可以想象他在说。
This is going to be a difficult trip.
他想这一路肯定很艰苦。
But at least in Bethlehem, we can get a fresh start.
在伯利恒，我们可以重新开始。
People won't know all the rumors.
人们也没有听到这些后面传的闲话。
Christmas brings some pain to Joseph.
所以圣诞对约瑟来讲也会给他带来一些痛苦。
And then there's people that we never even think about.
还有那些我们从来没想象过的这些人。
Mary's a teenager.
玛利亚当时只有十几岁。
Her parents in Nazareth.
她的父母也在拿撒勒。
Everybody knows.
她的父母都大家都认识啊。
Everyone talks.
每个人都会在那谈论。
Look at them.
你看看看看他们。
You know, they seem like good parents.
他们看起来这父母还是做得很合格的嘛。
I wonder what they did wrong.
我们想要，我们不知道他们肯定做错什么事儿。
Some of the neighbors say, you know, I always thought they needed to be more strict.
有的邻居就说，哎，我从来就觉得他们做父母太柔和了，一定要严格一点。
I tried to tell Mary's mom that she shouldn't let him run around with that Joseph.
我已经跟玛利亚的妈妈说过，你不该让你女儿就跟着约瑟一起跑掉。
Now I know Chinese people don't talk like that.
我知道我们中国人是不会这么说的。
That would never happen if it were one of your neighbors.
你的邻居大概从来就不这么说。
But back then it happened.
但在那时候，邻居们就是这样说的呀。
And everyone is talking.
每个人都会在那讨论，在那在背后说。
Everybody in the family is hurt.
他们这个家庭里所有的人肯定都会感到
on that first Christmas.
在这第一个圣诞，他们都会有受伤的感觉。
Then you look a few months down the road.
然后你再看几个月以后发生的。
Herod's soldiers are going to sweep in to Bethlehem.
然后希律的这些士兵就会到伯利恒来。
They're going to begin murdering. The little boys.
他们开始杀这些两岁以下的小男婴。
Mothers who weren't at the manger.
那些妈妈们甚至都没有在这个马槽边上。
They didn't get to hear the angels sing.
他们没有听到天使唱。
They don't get any of the joy of Christmas.
他们也不知道这个圣诞带来了任何喜乐。
But that Christmas brings a lot of pain into their life.
但是这个圣诞却给他们带来了很多的痛苦。
You jump down to Jesus' adult ministry.
然后我们再去看耶稣成年以后他的传道生涯。
When people follow him, it's going to hurt.
当人们跟从耶稣的时候，这总是会带来一些伤痛的。
Jesus has a cousin, John the Baptist.
耶稣有一个表哥，就是施洗约翰。
Because of that first Christmas,
正是因着这第一个圣诞。
John the Baptist is going to end up being beheaded by Herod.
施洗约翰最后就被希律砍头。
You know, I imagine if you could visit John the Baptist in prison.
想象一下，如果你能够去探监狱里的施洗约翰。
I think he might say something like this.
我想他也许会这么说吧。
I prepared the way for Jesus.
我为耶稣铺平了道路。
I told everyone he was coming.
我告诉所有的人他要来了。
But when I lay here at night,
但是我晚上在睡觉的时候
，He isn't delivering me.
他也没有来救我。
I don't see any hope.
我还是在监狱里，我也没有看到什么盼望。
I wonder.
我就在想
，Is he the one, or should I look for someone else?
他是不是我在等的那一位，还是我应该要等别人呢
？John the Baptist has some hurt because of Christmas.
因着圣诞，施洗约翰也会感到一些痛苦。
Simon Peter grows up in a village near Nazareth.
西门彼得是在拿撒勒附近的一个小村子长大的。
He's going to follow Jesus.
彼得是跟从耶稣了。
And because he follows Jesus, the day is going to come when he will be crucified upside down.
但是正是因为他跟从耶稣，他死的时候是被倒钉十字架。
Now Peter is thrilled to follow Jesus.
彼得是跟从耶稣的时候，他心情是非常激动的。
But I wonder if there were some days.
但是我想，说不定有那么一些日子。
Where Peter thought, you know, life was a whole lot easier when I was just a fisherman.
彼得也许会想，哎，生活在我做渔民的时候，可能比现在要容易得多吧。
Life became a lot more exciting when Jesus came and said, "Follow me."
当然，耶稣来了，跟他说跟从我的时候，彼得的生命、生活都变得不一样，让他充满了兴奋感。
But life also became a little bit harder.
但是生活也变得更艰难。
There are some big challenges because I followed him.
正是因为我跟从耶稣，我面对很多的挑战。
And then we jump to today.
然后我们再来到今天。
2,000 years later.
2,000 年以后。
Yes, Christmas is a time of celebration.
是圣诞，我们都是来庆祝的。
But sometimes Christmas hurts.
但是有的时候，圣诞也会带来让我们感到伤痛。
Maybe some of you had a death this year.
也许今年你们中间也有人经历过家人、亲人去世。
And at Christmas,
在圣诞的时候
，the pain is even worse.
因为每逢佳节倍思亲，大家。
You remember a year ago how wonderful it was.
你想想一年之前的圣诞，大家一起来欢聚一堂。
And this year, there's an emptiness.
但是今年你心里头会空了一块。
You go to a party alone.
然后你就自己去参加一个大家的聚会。
You laugh with everyone else.
你跟别人一起笑。
But inside there's some tears.
但是在心里面你在掉泪。
Christmas hurts.
圣诞有时候真的是带来痛苦。
Some families, Christmas is a time that reopens past wounds and past divisions.
但是对于一些家庭来讲，圣诞节就是会打开一些过去的伤口，过去大家在家庭之间成员之间不和又争吵，圣诞的时候这一切又会显露出来。
You remember some painful words from the past.
你想起过去有些人对你说过一些让你受伤的话。
Damaged relationships.
然后破碎的关系。
And at Christmas there's a joy, but there's also some hurt.
圣诞节带来喜乐欢欣，但是也会带来伤痛。
Maybe for some of you, your family is not Christian.
所以也许你们中间有些人家里人还没有信主。
And that brings some pain.
这也会带来一些伤痛。
They don't understand the change in your life now that you're a disciple of Jesus.
他们没法理解你现在成为耶稣的门徒，你的生活已经完全变了，他们没有法理解这种变化。
Maybe they say, you know, you used to be the life of the party, but now you're just too religious.
他们过去说，也许你看，但是在过去，你看我们在聚会的时候，你在那儿逗得大家都乐。可是现在你成了这么一个清教徒了。
At Christmas, being a disciple can hurt.
作为一个门徒，在圣诞节的时候，你有时候会觉得受伤。
And so this morning, I want to say to you.
所以今天早上，我想跟大
家说。Whatever pain you feel at Christmas.
在圣诞的时候，无论你感到的是什么样的伤痛。
The answer to your pain is the same answer.As the answer 2,000 years ago.
这个你这种伤痛的答案跟两千年前的答案是一样的。
You see, the angel knew that Joseph was going to hurt.
你看，天使们都知道约瑟会感觉受伤。
He knew that Joseph was going to face shame and suffering.
他们知道约瑟会面对这种痛苦，面对大家的这种耻辱的感觉。
And so the angel says to Joseph.
所以天使对约瑟说
，Mary is going to have a son.
玛利亚会有一个儿子。
We'll call his name Emmanuel.
我们要给他起名叫以马内利。
Which means God with us.
以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在。
John is going to write.
约翰福音中是。
The word became flesh and dwelt among us.
那道成了肉身住在我们中间。
We have seen his glory.
我们见过他的荣光。
The glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
正是父独生子的荣光，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
The answer to the pain of Christmas.
所以对于圣诞时候我们感到的这种伤痛来讲，答案就是
to remember.
就记得。
He is Emmanuel.
他是以马内利。
He is God with us.
那就是意味着神与我们同在。
Let me give you some pictures of what that means.
我给你一些画面。来解释这个意思。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John the Baptist is preaching.
这个施洗约翰在那讲道。
And he sees Jesus walking towards him.
他然后看到耶稣朝他走过来。
And he says, Behold, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
他就对众人说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
He says, There he is.
施洗约翰说，看他来了。
The Word has become one of us.
道成了肉身住在我们中间。
He's going to take away our sin.
他会把我们的罪孽都除去。
But remember when he says that.
但记得施洗约翰这么说的时候。
Behold the Lamb of God.
看那神的羔羊。
Who takes away the sin of the world.
除去世人罪孽的。
Now, if you're like me,
如果你跟我一样的话,
and you grew up in a town and you really didn't know anything about farms,
如果你是在一个城里长大，你对于这个农场的生活完全没有概念,
then all you know about a lamb is Mary had a little lamb.
你知道的关于羊的就是那首 Mary had a little lamb.
Good job, good job. I would sing if I knew how, but I'm not a singer.
牧师很谦卑，他说他不会唱歌。
Don't think of Mary had a little lamb when you read that verse.
但是你读到这个神的羔羊，可别想到玛丽有只小羊羔。
Because everyone who was standing there and heard John the Baptist say those words knew one important thing.
因为当时在施洗约翰周围听到他说这句话的所有的人都知道这样一件事。
There's only one way that a lamb can take away sin.
只有一种方式，一头羊，羔羊可以把人的罪孽带走。
It has to die.
这个羊必须要被处死。
And John is saying,
约翰，施洗约翰是这么说。
Emmanuel, God with us. He has stepped down into our world so that our sin can be washed away. That is the answer to the pain of Christmas. He took on the pain of our sin. He became the Lamb who died so that we could be free of the shame of our sin. We go to John chapter 2. Jesus is at a wedding. His disciples are with him, and we have the miracle where he turns the water into wine. And listen to what John says. In this miracle, Jesus showed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. They saw his glory. Now again, you might read that and you might think, yeah, that was a nice trick. You know, here's a jar of water. And he turns it into wine. And they said, wow, that's impressive. But that's not all that John is saying. It says they saw his glory. Now, if you go back into the Old Testament, Moses says to God, I want to see your glory. And God says, no one can see my glory. If you saw my glory, you would die. It would be so overwhelming, you could not stand it. You can't see my glory. All through the Old Testament, we read that no one can see his glory. But Christmas is about Emmanuel, God with us. And the disciples see the glory of the Father in Jesus. They don't understand what they're seeing. It's going to take them 3 more years to figure this out. But already they are seeing a hint of what it means that God is with us. We go to chapter 3 of John. Nicodemus comes to Jesus. He's a teacher, he's a rabbi. He knows lots of answers. But Jesus says to him, unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus is confused. What's that mean? Jesus begins to explain it to him. And then he says these words to Nicodemus. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Now again, we read those words, and we may think, oh, that's nice. Jesus came so that twice a year on a baptism Sunday, we can have some people in some nice white robes, and we can baptize them. And now they're Christians. Oh, that's nice. But Nicodemus understood something very important. It's not that simple. To be born again is dramatic. Being born the first time is traumatic. I don't remember it, but my mom says it was. And being born the second time is traumatic.
这是也是非常痛苦的。
He can't figure out what this means.
尼哥底母不理解什么。
And then Jesus says to him something that is powerful.
然后耶稣跟他说了一些非常有力的话。
He says, "Here's how it's going to happen."
他说是这样发生的。
Yes, I came into the world so that the world would not be condemned.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪。
But here's how it's going to happen.
他是这样来这样做。
As Moses lifted up the serpent.
就像摩西举起了蛇。
So must the Son of Man be lifted up.
人子也要被同样举起。
So that whoever believes will have eternal life.
信他的人就得永生。
And we read a little later and we find out that being lifted up means being raised up on a cross.
我们在这个约翰福音再往后读就会看到耶稣说的人子被举起是什么意思。举起其实就是被钉于十字架。
It is God with us.
神与我们同在。
And he is going to bear unimaginable pain.
耶稣会背负一个巨大的痛苦。
So that we can be saved.
就这样我们才能被救。
This being born again is free to us.
重生得救对我们来说，我们自由了。
But it cost him a great deal.
但是对于耶稣来说，他是付上的代价是巨大的。
And Christmas, the pain of Christmas reminds us.
所以这圣诞时候的痛苦让我们
What he paid.
再去想象一下。
So that we could have eternal life.
耶稣付上的是怎样的代价，才让我们能有永生？
We go to John chapter 4.
然后再看约翰福音第四章。
For those of you who are counting, don't worry, I'm not going to go through the whole book.
你们大家已经开始数数了，要讲到什么时候？我不会把整本书都。
I see some of you going through. There's 21 chapters. When will we get lunch?
有人在数说这个约翰福音总共是21章呢，我们什么时候才能吃中饭呢？
But we go to chapter 4.
我们现在看第四章。
If anyone understands pain, it's this Samaritan woman.
如果任何人能够知道什么是痛苦，这个撒玛利亚的女人是
a woman
知道的
who the whole town talks about.
这个女人她肯定是全城的人都在那谈论她。
She lives in shame.
她是在耻辱之中过日子。
She comes to the well, the town well, to draw water at the hottest part of the day when no one else will be there.
她在大中午天热的不行的时候，没人在那个井边的时候，她一个人过来打水。
Because she knows that if the other ladies from the town are there,
因为她知道，如果村子里其他的女人也过来打水的话，
and she walks up,
她走过来，
not one of them will speak to her.
每个人没有人会跟她打招呼的。
They'll all just kind of step away.
那些女人大概都会走开来，远远的瞧着她。
Because they know her past.
因为她们知道这个撒玛利亚女人做了些什么事。
They know her shame.
也知道她的耻辱。
But Jesus.
但是耶稣呢？
A Jewish rabbi.
一个犹太拉比。
There is not one other rabbi in the entire country who would have even spoken to this woman.
在这个整个国家不会有任何另一位犹太拉比来跟这个女人讲话。
But he says to her.
但是耶稣对她说。
Lady.
女人。
Anyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again.
凡喝这水的还要再渴。
But if you'll ask me, I'll give you water. That you'll never, ever again be thirsty.
但人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
Her life is changed.
这个撒玛利亚女人的生命。
In fact, John says she goes running back into the village.
约翰说这女人就跑回村子里去。
Saying to everyone, "You have to come here. You have to meet this man."
对她见到的每一个人都说，你们得到这儿来。
I've never seen anyone like him.
我从来没见过这样的人。
What had happened?
就是这样，这耶稣跟他讲话。
Emmanuel，
因为神与我们同在。
God with us，
神与我们同在。
And the worst person in the village is changed。
甚至这村子里头名声最坏的一个人都已经得到改变。
When God is with us，
当神与我们同在的时候，这就发生了。
John chapter 9， aren't you glad I'm skipping some chapters？
然后现在跳到第九章。
John chapter 9，
第九章。
A man is born blind.
一个人生来就是瞎眼的。
He's lived in darkness his entire life.
他一辈子都在黑暗中生活。
Jesus says to him,
耶稣对他说,
I am the light of the world.
我是世上的光。
And he gives a blind man sight.
他就给这个瞎眼的人让他看见。
How does that happen?
这怎么就这样发生了呢?
Because God is with us.
因为神与我们同在。
I don't have time to go through that whole story this morning.
我们今天没法把这个整个故事讲下来。
But I love how the story happens.
但是我很喜欢这个故事是怎么样发生的。
You can read this when you go home.
你回家的时候 可以去读这这个第九章。
But the man three times says something very important.
但是这个瞎眼的人有三次说了三句很重要的。
You see, after he's healed, the religious leaders want to know what happened.
当他眼睛能看见之后，这些犹太的领袖们，宗教领袖想要知道发生了什么事。
And they say, "Who healed you?"
他们就问他是谁治好你的。
What happened?
发生了什么事？
And this is what he says, and I listen to these three verses.
听听这个瞎眼的人说的这三句话。
He says, "The man called Jesus touched me."
他说有一个人名叫耶稣，他碰了我的眼睛。
They talk to him some more.
然后这些宗教领袖就跟他再说。
They ask him more questions.
问他更多的问题。
And they say, "What do you think about this person who healed you?"
他们就问说，你觉得这个治好你眼睛的人是谁呢？
Now, first he said.The man called Jesus.
这个人先说他的名字叫耶稣。
Now he says.
然后他说。
He is a prophet.
他是个先知。
And they say, "We don't believe you."
然后这宗教领袖。
They start to argue with him.
然后就跟他争吵。
And at the end of the story.
这个故事的末尾。
The man goes back to Jesus.
这个瞎眼的人就回去。
And it says he bowed down.
这故事上说他朝着耶稣，他去拜耶稣。
And he said.
他说。
Now remember.The man called Jesus.
你要记得，他刚开始是说这人名叫耶稣。
And then he says.
然后他说他是。
He's a prophet.
他是个先知。
And now he bows down and
says. 然后他又去拜耶稣，他说。
He said, "Lord, I believe."
他说主啊，我信。
And he worshipped him.
然后他就敬拜耶稣。
Look at what has happened in this chapter.
想想这章里面发生了什么。
He was blind. He could see nothing.
刚开始他是瞎眼的，什么也看不见。
And Jesus touches him.
然后耶稣就摸了他的眼睛。
And he says, "Ah, I can see."
他说现在我能看见了。
It's a man called Jesus.
这是这个人是名叫耶稣的个人。
But the longer he sees, the more he sees, his eyes are opened and he says, "Ah, he's a prophet."
他现在眼睛开了，他也会想更多的事。他说啊，他是个先知。
But when we really, truly see Jesus,
但是最后他真正的见到耶稣。
When we truly see Emmanuel, God with us,
我们真正看到以马内利，神与我们同在。
Our life is changed.
我们的生活就不再一样。
And he says, "Lord, I believe."
所以他最后说，主啊，我信。
Chapter 11.
再看到第十一章。
Lazarus has died.
拉撒路死了。
Christmas will be a very sad.Christmas that year.
那年这个圣诞节肯定是很痛苦的。
His sisters are hurting.
他的姐妹们都很难过。
Jesus comes into the town.
然后耶稣就来到这个城。
And he says to Martha.
他对玛撒说。
I am the resurrection and the life.
复活在我，生命也在我。
Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
Jesus says to Martha in her tears,
所以耶稣对玛撒是这样说的。
I am Emmanuel.
我是以马内利。
God with us.
神与我同在。
I have come to bring life.
我来是为了带来生命。
We move to after the resurrection.
然后在耶稣复活以后。
Mary Magdalene is weeping outside the tomb.
抹大拉的玛利亚在这个坟墓旁边哭。
The person who transformed her life.
这个人，耶稣这个人曾经改变了他的生命。
Freed her from the power of Satan.
把他从这个就是撒旦的这个枷锁之中挣脱出来。
And now he's dead.
但是他现在死了。
And she stands outside the tomb weeping.
玛利亚就在坟墓旁痛哭。
And listen to what it says.
听听耶稣怎么说。
Jesus said to her.
耶稣对他说。
Mary.
玛利亚。
And she turned.
玛利亚转过来。
And said.
然后。
Teacher.
对他说，夫子。
And she goes and she says to the disciples something they cannot believe.
然后他就去见耶稣的门徒，跟他们说了一些他们无法相信的。
I have seen the Lord.
我见到主了。
He's not dead.
他没有死。
He's risen.
他已经复活了。
What had happened?
发生了什么事呢？
Emmanuel.
以马内利。
God with her.
神与我们同在，神与他同在。
John 20 tells us the disciples are hiding in fear.
这约翰福音二十章说，这些门徒们当时都在恐惧之中躲起来了。
You see, Jesus has been arrested and killed.
耶稣被抓，然后又被杀了。
And they know that their enemies are not going to be satisfied just with killing Jesus.
这些门徒们知道，这些他们的敌人不会只是抓到耶稣就满足了。
They're going to try to wipe out everyone who's associated with him. They're afraid. John says this. Jesus came and stood among them. And said, peace be with you. Then the disciples were glad. One verse, they're afraid. The next verse, they are glad. What happened? Jesus stood among them. You see the answer in our hurts and in our pain. The answer in our fear is to look not at the fear, but at Jesus. When I focus on the thing that is bringing me pain and hurt and fear, the pain gets worse. The fear gets worse. And I can read every book of psychology. All the positive thinking books. That say to me, don't think about your fear and your pain. Now, if those books worked for you, that's great. But I'll tell you what happens to me. I read the book and it says, don't be thinking about your pain. And I think, I wonder what pain it's talking about. Oh yes, and now I start to think about the pain. Right? As soon as I tell you not to think about something, what are you going to think about? Jesus doesn't say to the disciples, don't think about your fear. He just says, I'm here. Be at peace. What I need in my hurt and my pain and my fear is someone to look at, someone to think of. And Jesus says,
耶稣说,
in those dark hours of the night,
在晚上这最黑的时候,
when you are lonely and hurting,
当你觉得孤单, 当你觉得受伤的时候,
when you're in tears because of the pain,
当你在痛苦之中, 热泪盈眶的时候,
when you're afraid of what the future may bring,
当你对未来感到恐惧的时候,
Jesus doesn't give us a simple little, oh, don't worry, it can't be that bad.
耶稣不会就跟我们说, 啊, 别担心,
just don't think about it. He doesn't do that.
就别去想那些事, 耶稣不是这么说,
he says,
耶稣说,
I am here.
我在这儿,
be at peace.
愿你们平安,
not because the trouble has disappeared.
不是因为你的这些所面对的困难都消失了,
not because the danger is gone.
也不是因为这些危险都不存在了,
but because Emmanuel,
而是因为以马内利,
God is with us.
神与我们同在,
I love the story of when the disciples are out on the boat.
我很喜欢那个故事, 就是门徒们都在一个船上,
a storm has come up and they're afraid they're going to die.
然后一场风暴来了, 这些门徒都害怕的, 觉得要死了,
and Jesus is asleep.
但是耶稣在睡呢,
and they wake him up.
他们就跑去把耶稣给摇醒,
wake up, we're going to die.
快醒来呀, 我们都要死了,
and he stands up.
然后耶稣站起来,
he looks around.
他周围看一看,
I think he stretched and yawned a little bit.
我想耶稣刚刚醒来嘛,
when someone wakes you up, that's what happens.
说不定还伸个懒腰,
and he looks and he says,
然后他就看着风暴说,
peace,
平安,
be still,
风暴止息,
and immediately,
立刻的,
the storm was still.
这个风暴就平息了,
now you know when a hurricane comes through,
我们都知道这台风暴是,
after the storm is passed, there are hours of waves.
我们都知道这个台风过境以后, 这个海上还是有很大的风浪,
but when Emmanuel is here,
但是当主神与我们同在的时候,
when he says,
当他说,
peace,
平息,
The waves are still.
这个风暴就立刻平息，连这个一点余波都没有了。
Thomas is not with them when Jesus came into the room.
当耶稣来到复活之后，来到门徒之中时候，多马跟他们不在一起。
And so he doesn't believe.
所以多马不相信。
But 8 days later,
但是八天之后
，Thomas is with them.
多马跟门徒们在一起。
And he comes into the room.
他们来到一个房间。
Again, he says, "Peace."
耶稣来了，对他们说。
He says to Thomas.
然后耶稣对多马说
，Put your finger here.
伸过你的手指头来。
Put your hand in my side.
伸过你的手来摸我的肋旁。
And Thomas says,
多马说
"My Lord and my God."
我的主，我的神。
He is changed forever.
多马永远的完全的改变了。
Because he sees Emmanuel.
因为他看到了以马内利。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
2,000 years later.
两千年之后。
Sunday after Christmas.
就是在过圣诞节之后的这个周日，就是今天这样的一天。
I am wanting to say to you.
我想要对你说。
Whatever pain you have.
无论你心中的伤痛是什么样的
，whatever hurts, whatever fear，
不管是你是什么对什么样的事感到恐惧
，I am not stupid enough to get up here and say, well, it's not that bad。
我没有那么蠢跟你们讲啊，这情况没那么糟了。
Yes, it is that bad。
真的很糟哦，有时候。
Pain hurts。
这个伤痛真的确让我们感到难过。
Loneliness hurts。
我们感到孤单也是实实在在的孤单。
Things can be frightening。
我们也感到的恐惧也是真实的。
Life。Can be frightening.
生命生活本身有时候是让我们感到恐惧。
And so I am not here to say to you.
所以我们不是过来跟你们讲。
Don't worry.
别担心。
It won't be that bad.
情况没这么糟。
It may be.
真的情况有时候真的很糟。
But I am here to say to you.
但是我今天在这儿是想要跟你说。
That the message of Christmas is.
圣诞的信息是。
Emmanuel.
以马内利。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
And so whatever the loneliness,
所以无论是怎么样的
whatever the hurt, whatever the fear,
什么样的伤痛或者什么样的恐惧
God is with us.
神与我们同在。
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, the poet.
这个很有名的一个美国诗人郎费罗，我们叫他郎费罗。
Christmas for him was a time of pain.
圣诞节对他来讲实际上是非常痛苦的一段时间。
1861.
在1861年。
During the Christmas celebration,
在庆祝圣诞节的时候
his wife, the dress she was wearing, caught on fire.
他的太太在家里，他们那时候的长裙子就拖在地上，结果着了火。
She was injured so badly that she died.
他当时烧伤得很重，所以就死了。
He tried to rescue her.
然后呢，这个朗菲罗想要去救她。
And was burned so bad that he wasn't able to go to the funeral. He was in the hospital during the funeral.
他自己也受了很重的烧伤，甚至都没法去参加葬礼。
2 years later.
两年之后。
Just before Christmas.
就在圣诞节之前。
His son was wounded in the Civil War.
他的儿子就在当时的那场美国内战之中受了严重的、很重的伤。
For him, Christmas had become a time of pain.
对他来讲，这圣诞节就是一个痛苦的时候。
But he wrote a poem that became one of the most famous carols.
但是他写了一首诗，后来成为一首最著名的圣诞颂歌。
I heard the bells on Christmas Day.
我在圣诞节那天，我听到了铃声响。
Their old familiar carols play.
我可以听到人们在唱圣诞颂歌
，Wild and sweet，
这个在野地里传过来，那声音多么甜美。
The words repeat，
这个声音一遍一遍在重复。
Peace on earth，
地上有和平。
Goodwill to men，
神的福音临到我们。
Many times we sing that carol, and that's the only verse that we really think about。
当我们在唱这首圣诞颂歌的时候，常常就最后这一句。
A time of celebration.
这是我们常常去唱的，因为这是
carols.
这是我们在圣诞的时候，大家
church bells
都在庆祝，到处听到圣诞的铃声
，beautiful trees
很开心，看到美丽的圣诞树。
But remember,
但是记得
，he's a husband who has lost his wife.
朗费罗当时他是一个失去了妻子的一个丈夫。
A father whose son may die from his wounds.
而且他的儿子因为受了严重的枪伤，可能很快就会死。
And so the poem goes on.
但是这个诗他还这样写下去。
In despair, I bowed my head.
在我的绝望之中，我低下头。
There is no peace on earth, I said.
我说地上没有平安。
And see if his world doesn't sound like ours.
你想想看，他说这句话是不是跟我们现在的想法有时候
？For hate is strong.
因为这个世上有很多的恨。
And mocks the song of peace on earth.
这人们的仇恨就会嘲弄这首唱地关于平安的诗。
Goodwill to man.
也会在嘲弄人们。
He says, "Yes, the church bells are ringing, peace on earth."
他说是啊，我们听到圣诞的铃声响，哦，这地上有平安。
But he's living in the middle of the Civil War.
但当时可是美国内战最猛烈的时候。
And he says, "Hate is strong."
他说这个仇恨太强大了。
It's laughing at those bells.
仇恨在嘲笑这些圣诞铃声。
But then listen to the last stanza.
但是你再听下面一段。
Then pealed the bells more, then rang the bells more loud and deep.
然后他就听到这圣诞的铃声敲得更响。
God is not dead.
神没有死。
Nor does he sleep.
他也不会睡。
The wrong will fail.
这些犯错的，这些罪恶的人最终会失败。
The right prevail.
但是这些正义的人会得胜。
With peace on earth.
地上会有平安。
Goodwill to men.
福音也会临到人间。
Why will the right prevail?
为什么正义会得胜？
Because of Emmanuel.
因为以马内利。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
And because he is with us.
因为神与我们同在。
We can have peace.
我们可以有平安。
I hope that Christmas was a time of joy in your house.
我希望在你的家里，圣诞节是一个快乐的时候。
I hope that you will have a wonderful new year.
我希望你有一个很棒的新年。
But if Christmas brought some pain,
但是如果圣诞会带来一些伤痛，
if the new year brings some disappointments,
如果新年会带来一些失望，
I'm wanting to say to you this morning,
我想要跟你说，
even in pain and disappointment,
即使是伤痛和失望，
you can have peace.
你也仍然能有平安。
Because God is with us.
因为神与我们同在。
And whatever happens around us.
所以在我们周围无论发生什么。
If we can keep our eyes on him.
如果我们把目光集中在神的身上。
We can have peace.
我们可以有平安。
Because God is with us.
因为神与我们同在。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, I thank you for Christmas.
主，感谢你给我们圣诞。
I thank you for the joy and celebration.
感谢圣诞，我们的喜乐和我们的庆祝。
But Lord, I also thank you that for those who are hurting.
但是主，我也感谢你，那些在圣诞的时候感到伤痛的人。
You are there.
你在那里。
As we go into a new year.
我们现在进入一个新年。
Would you help us to trust you?
主能，请帮助我们能够信靠你。
If we look at the circumstances around us, we'll become afraid.
如果我们看周围的环境，我们有时会害怕。
Discouraged.
我们会觉得是灰心失望。
Help us to keep our eyes on you.
但是主帮助我们把目光集中在你的身上。
To know that you came into our world because you love us.
让我们知道你来到世上是因为你爱我们。
You came to bring us peace.
你来是为了带来平安。
Help us to trust in you this year.
帮助我们在这一年能够信靠你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.